This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today, we are listening to The Wedge with Sarah Cream and Sweet Jenny Sauce. And I got to tell you, well, here's their description from Apple Podcast. I would send you to their website, but they don't have one. But what's interesting is the person that asked for the gig says that she is currently a digital journalist. How are you a digital journalist with many sites that doesn't have their own website? Anyway, and here's their description from Apple Podcast. Here at The Wedge, two women who are old friends shoot the breeze and about absolutely anything. Great. They live on each coast of Australia. And well, that's cool. So we get to hear an Australian accent and love to have a chat, laugh, cry, and they can dig deep. Check them out at The Wedge on Twitter. Come and take a bite out of The Wedge. Now, the other fun thing was I said, you know, can you send me a link to your website? No, we don't have a website, but here I am on CastBox. And I'm like, okay, I need to download the file, to which she sent me a link to them on iTunes. And then I went to download it in iTunes, and iTunes was like acting really, really funky. And it wouldn't play the file and all sorts of other weird stuff. And I finally had to dig into their RSS feed. Now, realize that the average person is not going to go through half these steps to listen to your file. And it turns out she's uploading WAV files. And this is where I say MP3 is the most adopted format. So don't upload a WAV file. Don't upload an Ogg Vorbis file. Upload an MP3 file. It works on everything. And so we're going to listen to an episode about mental health right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, two Aussies talking anything.
Wedge, Wedge, welcome to The Wedge. Take you to the edge with The Wedge.
I just think of pulling up people's underwear when I hear that.
Sour cream and sweet jelly sauce.
That's flat.
Sour cream and sweet jelly sauce.
That's also flat.
Wedgie, 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 wedgie. Wedgie, 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 wedgie. Sour cream and sweet jelly sauce.
We're taking on the ride to the edge with the
wedge. I said wedgie and sweet jelly sauce.
Right.
We're taking on the ride to the edge with the wedge.
Sour cream and sweet jelly sauce.
Yeah, I got that. So what you're saying is it's sour cream and sweet Jenny sauce.
Sour cream and sweet Jenny sauce.
Okay, this is really what I would do at this point. But I'll keep listening because...
Saucy.
Yeah, that was a waste of 30 seconds.
Hello, sour cream.
Hello, sweet Jenny sauce. How the dickens are you today?
I'm very well. Actually, I'm especially very well today. I had a day off.
Oh, yes. Well, easy for some, I suppose. Easy for some. Why'd you have a day off?
And the fact that she's on the phone, normally I would stop right now, but we'll keep listening.
I took a mental health day. And it's very rare that I get a day with no work and no kids. But today I have that.
That is a wonderful mental health day.
Yes.
More people need to take mental health days. They're important.
Agreed. Certainly. And so do you want to know what I did on my mental health day?
No.
Oh, God, do we want to know? Had a bathtub, and do I go from there?
I really can't believe this.
I'm being dirty.
I thought to myself, how do I improve my well-being? And I thought, you know, these days are so rare to get that all to myself. And so when I woke up, you know, I did all the chores that I had to do, get the kids off to daycare and to school. And then I went and did some exercise, which I know doesn't sound that relaxing, But I went and did full on stairs, and then I even did a bike ride. And if it had been hot, I know. I was.
This is fascinating.
Triathlon.
Bloody hell.
I need to get a piece of notepaper and take notes. Did you say bike riding?
If it was a bit warmer, I would have gone for a swim. And, you know, Brisbane weather's not bad, so I am being a bit chicken to not go in the water. But, yeah, so I felt really good after doing all that. That was definitely, that's good for my mental health. I know when I feel anxious, if I do exercise, it shakes off some of that anxiety. And then I meditated, which I do every day anyway. But
well, here you bloody go. Fantastic.
Yes, and I did it in peace. I did it all in my own time. I didn't have to rush. It was lovely.
Well, yes. Good on you, my darling. Yeah, I think meditating is certainly something that we could all take a leaf out of, even if you do it for 10 minutes a day, you know. It's just
at least she's on a microphone.
And breathe and get your shit together. I love going for a walk. That's my thing. I think I've got the dogs, and I think I like the walks more than the dogs.
Yeah.
It's getting that out. It's getting that beautiful fresh air. And that's the thing. And, you know, speaking of mental health, you know, that's it. It's very hard to say that. I mean, look, I think we all suffer certain little pulls, obviously some more than others, sadly to say. But, you know, mental health is such a huge, you know, broad sort of spectrum of different things, isn't it? You know, it's not just one thing is mental health. It's so many different umbrellas with mental health. It's
totally. And I think, like, picking up from what you just said, everyone has sort of little episodes, I think. And, you know, even looking as a woman, every month I think you're tested when you have PMT. You know, things that you can usually tolerate, suddenly you can't. On a certain day, I, like, just a fly in the house can send me over the edge.
Okay, so a couple things here. Your intro, the whole saucy wedge, blah, blah, blah thing. No. First of all, what's the wedge? Because here in America, when you go up, if you're in junior high, you run up to one of your friends, you grab their underwear, the top of their underwear, and you try to pull it over their head. It's called a wedgie. So for me, maybe I have some scars left over from junior high. But when I hear the wedge, I think about cheese. I think about cake, like a wedge of cake. I don't understand how the wedge ties in here. You guys have the problem of familiarity and that you're besties buddies. And so you're like, I don't know who Sarah Cream is. I don't know who Sweet Jenny Sauce is. And I don't know what this show's about. So when you start off, you're like, hey, what's up, girl? Hey, what's going on? Blah, 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 blah. And you're like, you just start talking. And I literally thought, oh, my God, these are just two people that record their phone calls and for some unknown reason decide to put them out to the public. Because I was just like, what is this? And that's really what it sounded like. What's up, girl? Hey, well, you know, the kids got into the crayons again. You know, I'm like, what? Why do I care about, you know, whatever is going on? And so, but towards the end of this, when you're talking about mental health, I'm like, okay, this isn't horrible information. The phone thing, though, come on. If you can, I know you're in Australia, and I know everything there is 8 billion kilometers from each other. Try Squadcast, try Skype. I know the internet in Australia can be a pain in the butt, but if you can do something to get out of the phone, that will also boost just the listenability. But if you had said, hey, welcome to The Wedge. I'm Sarah Cream. I'm Sweet Jenny Sauce, because I don't know who's who in this situation. Wait, no, I actually did. When you said, hey, so-and-so, how's it going? But you didn't introduce yourselves, but okay. So I guess I could have figured that out. But then said, today, on The Wedge, we're going to talk about mental health because it's so important. And one of the things you can do is take a mental health day. And so, Sweet Jenny Sauce, you took a mental health day the other day. What did you do? Well, I did this, I did that, All these things can lead to reduced stress. All the, you know, just have a little structure. But the big thing is you got to let people know what your show is, besides the fact that it's The Wedge with Sarah Cream and Sweet Jenny Sauce 50 times. That, you know, I got it the first time, and then you repeated it like 15 times. Okay, I got it, really. I mean, literally, it could have been, you know, Welcome to The Wedge with Sarah Cream and Sweet Jenny Sauce. Ba-da-bam-bam-bam, and then that's it. I mean, that needs, if that's all you're going to say, make that intro that intro. Welcome to The Wedge with Sarah Cream and Sweet Jenny Sauce. Ba-da-bam-psh, done. Now, on today's show, we're going to talk about, so I'm Sarah Cream, and I'm Sweet Jenny Sauce. So it's not as bad as I thought. It really started off, I was like, oh my God, this might be one of the worst podcasts ever. That intro is horrendous, and it's not a great first. Besides the fact that I couldn't play your show, you got a lot of things to smooth out getting people into it. But remember, you're going to have the problem of knowledge in this case. You both know each other really well. So you have to remember that somebody's listening who has no clue what you're talking about, because you're going to be, you could very easily fall victim to inside jokes. So when you're like, remember the one time with the orange Gatorade? And she's like, ha, 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 the orange Gatorade. No, I have no idea what you're talking about. So be careful with that. And I don't know, maybe, is there anything about you? Like, what do you guys do? Why should we listen to you? Kind of thing. And then just add just a pinch of structure to your show will really boost the listenability, because it sounds like you've done some thought, that it's not just two people calling each other on the telly and going to talk about what's going on, because I don't want to listen to that, because I've heard it many times, as have many listeners, and we kind of can spot a bad podcast. And that started off really unstructured, and usually those do not end well. You kind of pulled it out at the end, and, you know, if you said, hey, there were times when, you know, Aunt Flo is visiting and a fly in the house will send me over the moon. Okay, that's cool, because you're being vulnerable. You're sharing a personal story, you know, and it's something that people can go, girl, I'm with you on that. So just a little structure to let people know where you're going, what you're going to talk about, introduce yourselves, get off the phone, and get a website. How do you expect people to subscribe when, and this, the other thing, you're on Apple Podcasts. And she did let me know she's on Spotify, but get on Google Pod, get a real media host. You're on CastBox. That's not a real media host. Barely. So that would be the other thing. And quit uploading WAV files, make them MP3. So you got a list there of things to do. I do appreciate you coming out to podcastrodeoshow.com and clicking on the Fiverr button, which is how you get your show right there. Again, podcastrodeoshow.com. And click on the Fiverr button, or go over to Podcast Review Show and we will listen to your entire file and check out your website. That assumes that you have one, and go over your plans with your podcast and your dreams. And it's basically two podcast consultants for the price of a half. It's myself with my 14 years in podcasting. Eric K. Johnson has 30 years in radio, and the two of us with you live go over your podcast. Check it out. Podcast Review Show. .com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.